Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Z-Fly, and you're now locked into the FLY Network. And for the next 2 hours, I'm dishing you the 311 on some of the juiciest topics around. So sit back, keep it real hot and fresh, because it's going to be good. Understood?
We do this every Sunday night, so y'all already know what it is and what it ain't, okay? I hope everybody's having a great, great Sunday evening, because I know I am, you know what I'm saying? Anytime, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to Sunday, I already know I'm going to have a great evening, because I'm keeping it real hot and fresh, okay? That's how I like to do it. And I want to go ahead and welcome my co-host for tonight. You know I got Miss Author Alicia Perry on the line. What is up, girl?
What's up, Z-Fly? How you doing?
I'm feeling good. Understood?
I heard that. Me too. I'm doing great. Glad to be with you tonight. As usual, let's have fun.
I know that's right. I know that is right. It's all about having fun, because enough folks be looking mad all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, most times, sometimes you just want to feel good and smile. You can't seem to smile, cause somebody up in your face frowning. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, you know what I learned? Don't even let them rain on my parade, okay? I used to let them do all kinds of thunderstorms, cloudy days, everything. You know what I'm saying? Up to the point like, no, you're not going to rain on my parade, baby. I'm going to have a great day.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now. That's what's up. Well, everybody, welcome to the show. I want to go ahead and give you information if you want to talk to me or author Alicia Perry tonight, because you all know that we want to hear from you. Why? Because this is your show. You know, so we do this show for you all, so we definitely want to hear all your comments, questions, or anything you want to, you know, say to us. So the phone number is 646
6400-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. And then we also would love for you to log into the Blog Talk Radio chat room. And you know what I'm saying? You can do that by logging onto the website at blogtalkradio.com/swapeast. That's spelled SWOP as in Paul, EAS as in snake, T as in Tom. Okay? So Swap East. All right, y'all. So I'm your boy Z Fly, host of tonight with my most co-host, author Alicia Perry, and we about to go ahead and put this thing down for you. You know, just to give you a little bit of you know what's coming up in this first hour. We definitely have some conversation pieces. Okay, tonight we're gonna be talking about a lot of celebrities. Okay, because you know, there's been a lot of talk these days. Is celebrities making too much money? Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to figure out, you know what I'm saying, how much cash they making, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
The straight Benjamin. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Gas price is going up.
Yeah.
But I said, okay, but them celebrities is making that cash. So, you know, the gas could be $100 a gallon. It don't matter with them. They got it.
They good. Okay, they good. You know what I'm saying? They be good. So we're going to talk about that, and then we also got some Drunk Off the Juice for you, and so that's what's coming up this first hour, but first of all, let's go ahead and get things started with the Bustas and Skeezas, okay? Tonight I'm talking to the ladies, and ladies, I basically just want to tell you to stop selling yourself short, you know what I'm saying? Now, what I mean by this is, if you all been keeping up with me, you know, I've been going to the show, the Jeremy Kyle show, you know, being in the audience or whatever. And, you know, he does a lot of different guests on the show. But there was one guest that that stuck out in my mind in particular. And the thing was, it was about this lady or this mother who, you know, she has been on drugs for a long time. She has a 20-year-old son. Most of his life, she's been on drugs. She had, you know what I'm saying, the son had to raise the mama because she didn't have any money. Yeah, she didn't have no money. She couldn't keep a job. She was on drugs is what I'm telling you. But my thing is, even now, you know what I'm saying, like she came on the show happy that she was 5 years sober, which, you know, you would applaud that. But then Jeremy Kyle, the host, he made a point that he made a point that that wasn't really that good. He said that, yeah, she's 5 years sober, but now she has a son where she done messed up his life. Her son didn't, you know, her son didn't love her anymore. He didn't want anything to do with her because most of his life, you know, she's been in and out with men, doing drugs, spending money. So basically, my thing for the women tonight is don't sell yourself short, because the lady, she felt like she had a man that loved her. You know, she was talking about how, you know, how men has raped her and abused her, but now the man that she's with, he choked her out real good. But see, but then she was like, but he loves me because he buys me things. He spends time with me. Okay, he might spend time with you, but he also is choking you at night. Okay?
Okay.
So women, my thing is, stop thinking that just because a man spend time with you, buy you stuff, you know what I'm saying? Even he might even tell you he love you. Stop being fooled by all that, because anybody who love you, they won't hit you, they won't call you names, and definitely won't choke you out at night. So women, stop selling yourself short. A man who loves you, he's gonna treat you, you know what I'm saying, better than himself. You know, he's going to treat you like a queen. He's going to treat you like his princess. He's not going to treat you like some concubine. You hear what I'm saying? So,
tell him, B-Fly.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him, because one thing they want to be is Busta and Skeeza free. That's what I'm saying.
All right,
y'all. There you have it. You have it for tonight. All right, so we're going to go and get this show. We're going to keep this show rolling, all right? We're going to rock it out. Like I said, this is the FLY Radio. You got your boy right here, Z Fly. You got your girl, author Alicia Perry.
What's up?
You know, so we better put it down for y'all tonight. So right now, we're going to go ahead and get things started off with Rashida. I know that she's featuring Diamond, Candy, Toya, and Lola. They call this Bedrock.
Yeah. Rashida, baby.
Okay, I'm going to play around a little bit.
All right. Like, okay, look, I got that great, fruity pepper sweet, yeah. He running after me, like a track meet, he call me 2-0, cause I'm raw as fuck, already supreme, ain't gotta guess me, ooh. My pillow top game, so superior, so I leave the soul with every different color fur, Gucci Mane said it best, he's like my infant, keep his mouth on my breast. I'm Sheeta, the Nookie Diva, and it gets wetter than Lake Geneva, and then we role play, I just won an Oscar, in your dreams, like I graduated from Harvard, full scholarship, here, swallow this, sex education class, let's experiment, we make the bedrock, and holler minute sound, I keep them at attention, it never goes down. Wanna play a chick. Small waist, pretty face, and my booty round. Him now, I hit my zone like a touchdown. I don't need another friend, I need a teammate. What a big appetite, eat the whole plate. Don't come around with that line, I seen you before. When you know damn well I got my own TV show. Now that's some boss shit, I got my own everything. And I can put it down, made him pull a hamstring.
Featuring Diamond and the other girls with Bedrock Remix. All right. But you are now tuned into the best. Y'all know what that is. It's the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show only on the FLY Network. And right now, I am your boy Z Fly with my co-host, author Alicia Perry. Yes, she's on the line. I'm telling y'all right now. Alicia, you with me?
Oh, you know I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
All right.
All right, y'all, so welcome back. All right, so tonight we are talking about, we have a lot of conversation pieces for you tonight, and y'all already know I love these conversation pieces because it is giving me the chance to really talk about what's really going on in the world and what you all are interested in. So tonight, our first conversation piece, we're going to be talking about celebrities and exactly are they really making too much money for the things that they do or not do? You know, because as y'all know, there are a lot, I mean, whenever I think about this conversation piece, I actually think of a few. I don't know about you, Alicia, but I have a few celebrities right on top of my brain when I think about this. You know, and
yeah.
Mhm. And one of celebrities for me would be Snooki. You know, from the Jersey House. Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, MTV Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, Snooki's definitely making a little bit too much money for doing nothing. And yeah, I said it. Because you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta say it. You know, I keep it real hot. And I did a little research on Snooki. You know, as y'all know, Snooki, she do, you know, the Jersey Shore. And Alicia, I don't know if you know, but you know, I think I forgot how much it was. That, you know, that like all of them, you know, would get paid for doing the Jersey Shore, but Snooki, she would get paid a whole lot. But basically, recently, you know, Snooki, you know, she had earned like $100,000 per episode. She earned $100,000 per episode for doing the Jersey Shore, because and then she supposed to be getting a spinoff show. And then it says that Snooki, she actually ranks higher than her fellow, you know, than the other people. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she's getting paid $100,000 to do what? I mean, what is she doing?
Well, you know, I've seen, you know, some episodes of Jersey Shore. I think what it is, she's just charismatic, you know, animated. You know, your girl just bring it to them. And,
okay.
Over the top, so she kind of makes the show a little live, you know, she's doing little things like going on the beach, drinking, you know, adding a little flavor to the show, getting arrested
okay.
on the beach, you know, causing
okay.
drama.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the more
okay.
time you get, the higher your paycheck is going, man.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so now let me do a recap. Okay, you said that. Yeah, I'm gonna do a recap. You said that, you know, she causing drama. She's drinking on the beach. You know,
yeah.
She probably smoking. She going to the club.
Yeah.
Stuff. Okay, wow,
dancing
really?
Dancing on the table. You forgot
she,
dancing on the table at the club.
Dancing on the table. Okay, wow. Okay, so you know what I'm saying. So basically. Okay, so that's all you need to do these days to make $100,000 per episode. Really? She ain't doing
America.
Nothing.
America, the land of the free. You know what I'm saying? You know how much talent you got, you know, as long as you, I guess, can just bring it to them. You know what my sex though is it on?
What?
I believe that you should get paid for your talent, okay? A great sum of money. But some people are getting paid that are is this a good word? Let me see. I'm an author. Talent, listen. No talent. And they're getting paid. I do kind of have a problem with that. I'm about like you, you know. You can sit back, you know, get drunk on the beach, get arrested, and you get paid $100,000 an episode. Only in America.
Okay. Only in America, but you know what though? But now, however, now Snooki, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know, all her drinking and partying is really doing it big because she actually ranked higher than another person who was overpaid, and that person is Kim Kardashian. Yeah, Snooki is actually doing better than her. Now, Kim Kardashian though, her net worth is estimated to about $35 million. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, $35 million. Now, you know, whenever, you know, she was doing all the mist of finalizing, you know, the divorce with net star Chris Humphrey, she got a lot of money out of that.
And also, it was reported last week that Humphries, he's actually demanding on $7 million from her. But the point is now, Kim Kardashian, she's another one who ain't, who, you know, I mean, I think she's overpaid. I'm still trying to figure out what do she do, you know.
Well, you know, I'm a fan of Kim. I can't really talk bad about her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I like the show, you know, I like Bruce. I like the whole show, The Family. It's kind of like a upscale Beverly Hillbilly, you know what I'm saying? But it with a little more class. You know, I mean, it's really entertaining. You know, I sat down and watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And, I mean, it kept my attention. And, you know, Kim, you know, she's up there, you know, doing her thing, you know, talk about, you know, how she wants to get married, how she wants to start a family and stuff like that. Khloe and her husband, you know, it's like last week, I think it was, maybe not last week, a week before last, Khloe's husband, what is his name? I cannot remember.
It's LeBron.
What did you say?
It ain't LeBron. No, it ain't LeBron. It's
LeBron, no. But, I mean, he's a real cool dude. I'm just absent-minded right now. If he's listening, I'm sorry. But, you know, he was in the dentist chair getting teeth removed that went bad and stuff like that because he was kind of, you know, afraid to go to the dentist when he was younger, you know, getting, you know, older. You know, he needed to definitely go to the dentist. Kim had told him, you know, go to the dentist. So I think, you know, it helped. You know, the show, you know, it has its little quirky moments. But pretty much it's entertaining. You know, that show pretty much said, hey, y'all, go to the dentist. And, you know, some adults were scared to go. So he went. They put him under anesthesia, got all the bad teeth out, and he was feeling better.
Well, see now the show called Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but it should be called Keeping Up with Who Kim Gonna Marry Next, because because folks is tired of her, you know what I'm saying, people sick of her, a lot of people feel like she just has an easy life, you know, and yes, of course she does, but people just sick of seeing her, people just feel like, you know, I mean. And then even if people ain't sick of seeing her, a lot of people just feel like she just make a little bit too much for what she do. You know what I'm saying? You know, people, you know, there's a lot of hard working people out there who, you know, who's smart, work hard, you know, they do their job every day.
But you know what? I'm going to play devil's advocate with that. You know, I feel that, you know, she's a super socialite. You know, people like to see things like that, you know, the celebrity, the fame, and she's just bringing it to them, you know, her and her sister, you know, they have their own business, and the Dash Boutique, and she's a socialite, celebrity, you know, we know where her celebrity came from, that sex tape with Ray J.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
But, you know, she bounced back from, I really think that she was devastated behind that sex tape, I really do. But what it is, she, you know, like I said, we're in America, she bounced back from it. She's thick skin, she can take a lot, she's been through a lot, I know she got the money, and, you know, you see the fame and stuff like that, but, you know, celebrities have problems too, so...
Somebody said she was bouncing all right, but we're gonna leave that alone. Now I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right. You know what? But so yeah, so those are two, you know, celebrities who are just overpaid. They are. Now, I mean, do you have anybody that you feel is overpaid?
Let me see. I'm trying to figure. Overpaid. Woo, you know what? You threw a hard one at me. I just feel like, you know, I feel that you got, like I mentioned earlier, I feel, you know, especially as an author, I feel that we should get paid for talent, okay? People should get paid for having talent, okay? If you choose to work the 8 to 5 or you choose to work, you know, wherever you work,
Jennifer. Yeah, Jennifer Hutz, that's her name.
You know, how she can just glow, just naturally talented, you know. But you have some, you know, that they're not going to be making that kind of money that someone who really just has that that charismatic and can go on stage and just, you know, give everybody what they want. They don't necessarily have the best tune, but what it is, they just was able to sell, you know, people what they like, that sexiness and everything like that. So, sex sales, you know.
Okay. Okay, that's what I hear. That I hear that. So look. Now we definitely want to hear from you all and tell us who are some celebrities that you feel are overpaid in today's industry. Definitely let us know at 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Or definitely go onto the Blog Talk Radio chat room and let us know in there as well, okay? But we want to hear you, so 646-200-3136. All right, coming up, we're going to get into some of the comments that how other people feel about celebrities, if they feel like, you know, either they are or not overpaid. So we're going to get into that a little bit later. But coming up next, I got to drink off the juice. Yes, sir, I got to drink off the juice. And y'all, and you know, tonight y'all going to be really drunk. So I hope that y'all got a nice, cushiony floor or couch, because I'm about to get you real drunk. Coming up next, this is Elsa.
I am but a prototype. Watch as I kick this shit in the overdrive. I know she like me, but she acting so uptight. I'm a freak, so that means that I'm supposed to bite. Where I go hard, remind you of Dolomite. Rap a song about selling coke, they mean soda, right? Excuse my wrist, I know a shot soda bright. Remind you of a song going supernova, right? All these other dogs all about the no-bite. They looking like the dwarves, you ain't trying to play Snow White. Bet you ain't know a dime to shine so bright. I hit you with the ice like rope in a snow fight. Oh my.
Oh
Yeah, what's up, y'all? I am your host, Z-Fly, and right now you are tuned into the FLY Radio, and y'all know what it is. It's time to get you drunk off the juice. All right, here we go, y'all. So tonight, let me see, I got the celebrities for you. You hear what I'm saying? For you, I got them for you. Now, as y'all know, or may not know, now the rapper Mano, he actually did a good thing lately. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's always good to hear when rappers are people, you know, the artists do good things. He actually went to, he bought Nas's Life is Good, you know, album, and he actually went to Best Buy, and he actually, you know, passed it out to employees and just random people, you know, that was in the store. So, that, you know what I'm saying? So, big up to Mano. It's really good, you know what I'm saying, to see, like, you know, other artists support other artists. So, he sure did. He went to a Best Buy. Yeah, he went to a Best Buy. He bought a lot of albums of Nas's Life is Good, and he just started passing them out to random people, you know, in the store. So, I know, you know what I'm saying, I know those people are happy, you know, if they Nas fans, so that's about how that go, you know. All right, so let's get into, y'all know how it is, Chief Keef. Now, as y'all know, Chief Keef, you know what I'm saying, he had wrote something on Twitter. Now, y'all remember last week I was telling y'all about how these artists, they always go to Twitter, you know what I'm saying, to Vince. But he wrote something on Twitter, and he was basically saying that, you know, Kanye West didn't do anything for him. Now, some people were thinking that, you know, he took a shot, okay? But then some people said that maybe he didn't take a shot. You know, some people said he didn't take a shot. You know, some people were just saying that, you know, he was just staying fast. Basically, what happened was, you know, as y'all, Chief Keef, you know, he has this song called I Don't Like. You know what I'm saying? But Kanye West was on the remix. So, you know, so they were saying that, you know what I'm saying, you know, Kanye West on the remix, he really got, you know what I'm saying, his name out there. However, Chief Keef, he said that, you know, that people are basically blowing this out of proportion because Kanye West didn't do ish for me. You know, now,
Why he go there?
Well, you know why he went there? Because he went there, Alicia. He went there, but see, now, Chief Keef, you know what I'm saying, he, you know, he's from Chi-Town, you know, Chicago, and you know what I'm saying, whenever he put his video or you know, his, you know, on YouTube, he got 11 million views on his own. So, see, so, yeah, so Chief Keef got 11 million views on YouTube from his song, I Don't Like, by himself. Now, yes, now, when he did the remix with Kanye West, you know, of course, he got a little bit more buzz, but Chief Keef was like, look, I got 11 mil solo, you know? So, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, I kind of...
I don't know.
I, but, you know, I kind of feel him, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, if you got 11 million views on your own, then, yeah, mm-hmm. Kanye West can really make you popular, so...
Yeah, but, kinda, you know, it's like this. You know what, Z-Fly, it's like a Sunday. You know, it's good, but when you add that cherry, you're like, oh, it's wrapped up. It's great. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You add it. You know, Kanye West just added a little of his flavor on there. But I can see what he's saying, you know, that he did it on his own. But it's always good to have help, you know, from fellow artists, especially fellow artists who are doing very well. You know what I'm
saying? It's true. Mm-hmm. All right, well, big as it is, y'all know how it is, always fussing. Now also, too, now, all you Trey Songz lovers out there, and, you know, as y'all know, Trey Songz, you know, he's representing his new album called Chapter 5. Now, if some of y'all wonder why he called it Chapter 5, well, this is his fifth album, and he actually, you know, he's been doing a lot of interviews. He hasn't done a Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh interview lately, or yet, but, you know, we're going to work on that. But, you know, he hasn't done a lot of interviews, and basically, you know, he just said that, you know, he is really proud of himself. You know, he's his five albums. You know, he's worked with a lot of people in the business, from Jay-Z to Kanye West to Drake, you name them. He's worked with them. And also, when asked, you know, who is that person out there that he would love to really work with that he hasn't worked with yet? Guess who his answer was, Alicia?
Who?
Beyonce.
But you know what? Why didn't I think of that?
Okay.
He has not worked with Beyonce. However, he has worked with Jay-Z. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z could definitely, make that, you know what I'm saying, make that happen. But, however, Trey Songz, he did add that he is not a needy nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I guess he's saying that even if he don't work with Beyonce, he's good. Understood? You know? Also, they asked him, you know, who are some of those, you know, celebrities that, you know, that he still gets starstruck whenever he see them. And he said that he still gets starstruck when he sees, like, Aretha Franklin and Chaka Khan. You know what I'm saying? So he still gets starstruck.
Wow.
Yeah. When he sees Aretha Franklin and, you know, Chaka Khan. And then, of course, you know, they'll also ask him about Whitney Houston and what he think about that. You know, he definitely missed Whitney, the late, great Whitney. He misses her very much. Yeah, so he definitely had a lot of great things and positive things to say about Whitney Houston, so that was great. Also, you know, as y'all know, that him and Drizzy, Drake, you know, so they're boys, they're pals. And as you know, Drake has made this song with Aaliyah, you know, with some unheard lyrics from Aaliyah. And Trey Songz, you know, they asked him what he think about that. And Trey Songz, you know, he didn't have any bad things to say about the song. He said that he was actually happy, you know, just to hear Aaliyah's voice again, you know, with unheard. Yeah, so he had a lot of good things to say, a positive feedback on Drake's song with Aaliyah. And also, you know, what was his thoughts on a Aaliyah album? And he said he would definitely love to hear that. So, I don't know, we'll see. You know, there's been a lot of talk, you know, is there going to be an Aaliyah album produced by Timbaland and Missy? But Missy said that nothing has been, you know, confirmed, so we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, y'all, if you're wondering, if you don't have the album yet, Trey Songz's album does have 18 tracks. So he's definitely,
wow.
Yeah, he's doing it big, kid. You hear me?
Yes. Can't wait to hear them all.
You know
he's
what I'm
very
saying?
Very talented brother.
Very talented. Now, speaking of someone who used to be talented, now, y'all remember Flavor Flav, right? Well, Flavor Flav, he just been... Yeah, he just, you know what I'm saying, you know, you would think with Flavor Flav, you know, all his, what were those shows called? Oh, yeah, what were those shows called he did, trying to find a woman?
The Flavor of Love.
Yeah, Flavor of Love. You would think, you know what I'm saying, with that, he would have made a lot of money, you know, with the seasons, but I don't know what he's done with the money, because one thing he owes taxes, okay? And I'm talking about $900,000 in unpaid taxes. Yeah. You know, there's been a document that's filed by the Department of Treasury. The rapper owes taxes dating back to 2004 through 2006. Now, let me just break it down for you. Now, he owes about $52,000 for 2004, about $303,000 for 2005, and about $550,000 in 2006. Now, of course, Flavor Flav nor his spokespeople, they ain't talking about it, because they don't want you to know about it. So they ain't going to talk about it. But, yeah, about $900,000 in unpaid taxes.
You know, one of these celebrities learned Wesley Snipes, okay? Come on now.
Come on.
You know that IRS is not playing. They want their money, okay? You know, we got to send them robots out there to Mars, you know? Come on, they got to have their money.
Okay.
The artists don't play.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Now, speaking of rappers, you know what I'm saying, in trouble over money. Now, as y'all know, rapper Game, you know, he's being sued for $250,000 after canceling two shows on Lebanon. Now, according to some sources, you know what I'm saying, Game, he was supposed to, you know, perform, you know, back, you know, overseas, over there in Lebanon. But basically, what happened was he had counsel, and when he counseled, that, you know, that actually they had already wired him the money. They wired him $30,000, you know, to perform, you know. Now that was taken down. Now that took place back in July 2011. But you know, they just not getting to the court system, you know, with it. So he's being sued.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, it's the Crystal Group, you know, they suffer a significant loss, you know, due to, you know, his last, and it was a last minute cancellation, you know, so they lost promotions and travel expenses and refund tickets. So basically, you know, they're taking this up in a Manhattan court. They're trying to get their money back.
So, you know, my thing is I'm a Game fan. I definitely like the rapper Game. So big ups to the Game, and hopefully
yep.
he get that, sorted out. Cause it's not a good look to be sued. You hear what I'm telling you?
Got that right.
All right, so now how y'all feeling? Y'all tipsy? Y'all a little bit tipsy yet? All right, so on a good note, Ryan Leslie, the singer Ryan Leslie, he took to Twitter to announce the release date of his Less Is More project, which is set to drop October 23rd. So if y'all love some Ryan Leslie, you know, you better definitely hop on it. Now, 60,000 strong on the Instagram. You know, there's so many more photos that's coming out. So like I said, this project is going to drop October 23rd. It's a Ryan Leslie. And, it's a lot coming up with Ryan Leslie. You know, he's one of those singers. He kind of reminds me of, like a John Legend type of singer.
Yeah.
Kind of laid back, you know, good music. You know, you just kind of groove to his music. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he's trying to stay in the spot.
I like Ryan Leslie. Yeah, it's like, you know, just chilling music. Sometimes you want that just chilling through the music. You can relax.
Exactly. All right, y'all, and now it's time to hit y'all hard. All right, y'all, now, I don't know what's going on with these people, but Alicia, just like you said, you know, these celebrities, they're supposed to have money. My thing is, if you always on TV, you know what I'm saying, talking about how much bling you got, talking about how you always popping bottles and then throwing thousands of dollars on strippers, then you shouldn't be in the news talking about some you owe back rent totaling $55,000. That's right, y'all. DJ Khaled. Y'all know DJ Khaled. He allegedly owes back rent of $55,000 to his landlord. Now, basically, what happened is Khaled, he rented an apartment, back in September of 2011, but he only made one of two expected payments on the unit. Now, the company, you know, that he's renting from, they say that he gave Khaled, 3 days to leave the property, but the DJ refused. They said that now he has filed suit to recoup his money. It says DJ Khaled addressed his controversy on Twitter, of course, where else? Twitter, you know, claiming that the reports are false. He basically said, don't believe everything you hear from F boys. Y'all know way better than that. You know what's up. The more success, the more F-boys won't pull lies out there, he tweeted. And that's what he tweeted. But my thing is, but why would somebody just be, you know what I'm saying, making of course people do make up false things, but I don't know. You know, like I said, it's all
well, you know, a lot of times, in DJ Khaled, a lot of times the celebrities, they have accountants who's supposed to pay for different stuff, and then sometimes, you know, especially when you're dealing with landlords, I don't know what's going on. Maybe something was broken, the landlord didn't, I don't know, you know, I'm
right.
Speculating, you know, but, you know, in his defense, you know, they're on the road traveling, making money, you know, and he probably got somebody paying his stuff, so like he's saying, don't believe the hype, don't believe
right.
Everything you read, you know?
Okay. That's true. Now, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true. All right, and everybody, and that is your Drunk Off the Juice for this week. So hopefully y'all are feeling real good, okay?
Yes.
All right, so that's what's up. All right, so thank you for keeping it locked to the Keeping It Raw and Fresh show. This is the FLY Radio, and right now we're going to get back into the conversation piece of this hour, and we are talking about, are celebrities just overpaid? And right now, I'm actually going to get into some of your or some responses that are from just people who kind of commented or just, you know, how people feel. I have one comment that says, I think celebrities are overrated and overpaid. So celebrities get paid for the way they look and how well they do in movies. I don't believe that acting in a movie is worth millions of dollars or makes that one person worth that much. Celebrities are corrupting our youth today. They get paid for doing crazy things and aren't even people to look up to. Celebrities are definitely overrated. Okay, so that was one blogger.
Let's see what somebody else says. Somebody said, personally, I believe that celebrities are overrated because, to be honest, when there's news on a celebrity, it's not such a big deal. We've had celebrities since God knows when. It's not such a big surprise when something happens to them. To be honest, people shouldn't even worry about that. There are a lot of problems in the world to be worrying about celebrities. They aren't taking care of the world for you. Okay, now I do have a positive, you know, somebody who was on the celebrity side. This person said, I don't think celebrities are overrated and overpaid. I think all the hard work they do is not rated enough, and they should be paid even more for what they do. Celebrities take a long time to make only one song or to get their acting parts perfect. They also go through a lot in their personal lives. They deserve what they get.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of agree with, you know, you can look at both sides, you know. They're celebrities, they're entertaining, and people pay a lot to be entertained.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's probably, you know, they just getting paid for what, because like with my books, for instance, you know, I definitely love to get paid for, you know, my talent, and I would just, you know, appreciate it, and people feedback, but then there is a price to pay to be when you are a celebrity. You know,
uh-huh.
Your privacy is invaded. People want to know more. And then you got the paparazzi, you know, and all kinds of stuff just going on. You got people trying to take your money. You got people smiling in your face, stabbing you behind your back. You know, it's just crazy.
Exactly. We actually do have a Twitter comment. Let me see. Her name is Jill Angriga. And she actually said, you remember earlier, you know, I had a question, you know, which celebrity do you think is overpaid? And she said, Tom Cruise. She said he's talentless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you know, everybody has an opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's definitely, you know, some of the comments and some of the, you know, just the blog. And how they feel about, you know, if these celebrities are overpaid and overrated. You know, like I said, you know, I do feel like there are some overpaid and overrated celebrities. And now, most of them for me come from these new reality shows. That's why, I mean, I feel like some of these people are overpaid and overrated. But, you know,
I agree.
Yeah. But like now on these people who's doing movies and you know what I'm saying and then like singing, you know what I'm saying, like making albums like a Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, those people. No, I think that, you know, they deserve to be paid because those people they put in work. But my thing is if you just laying on the beach, you know, causing drama, getting drunk, having babies, then yeah, I think that's just a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right? Just chilling on the beach with a six pack, and then because nobody asked for your autograph, you going off.
Yeah, you mad. You mad all day.
I tell you. But you know, I mean, you know, that's just our culture. Mm-hmm. You know, more is the norm. You know, the more you get, you know, the more you celebrate it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's right.
Status. It's about status.
It's about that stat. All right, y'all. It is now 7:51 p.m. We are close to the next top of the hour. So what we'll do is we're going to change gears a little bit, and we're going to go ahead and get into that real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for. All right, here we go, y'all. Got that real hot. Got that real fresh music that you definitely want to listen out for. Right, okay, coming in at number 20, I have Little Playboy and YBT with featuring Stewie. The song is called Rock. Okay, number 19, I got Black Cobain with We Are Young. Number 18, I got SK4MC with the song Personality Cipher. Number 17, I got your boy Drummer Boy Trey, Pastor Troy, and Duro. They all got that Southern Smoke meet and greet. I know that's right. Number 16, we got Rock Mecca with Gangsta Boogie. Number 15, DB featuring Spodee with the song Higher. Number 14, we got Man featuring the the song is called The Chase, my bad. Number 13, we got JLA featuring Travis Porter with the song Willy Wonka. Number 12, you got Trouble featuring Vili Sosa with the song Kobe Bryant. Okay, now with a song called Kobe Bryant, y'all already know that's Trouble. I'm telling you right now. Okay, let me see. Number 11, I got Young Chris with the song Going Ham. Going Ham. I know that's right. Number 10, we got B.O.B. featuring Nicki Minaj with Out of Mind. All right. Number coming in at number 9, we got Beattie with the song Above the Weather. Okay. Coming in at number 8, we got Twalib Kweli featuring Mano. The song is called To the Music. Number 7, we got your boy Soulja Boy with Daylin Delife. Number 6 is Young Scooter with the song Fake Rappers. Okay, they sing about these fake rappers these days. Number 5, we got Avery Storm with Need You Tonight. Number 4, we got Nico, not Neo, but Nico with I Made It All. Number 3 is Rob Fresh featuring Spot. The song is called Better Today. Number 2, we got Kirko Bang featuring Tigga. And the song is called Nasty Nigga. You sure did. And your number 1, real hot, real fresh for you to listen out for, we have My Song with the song G-Sh featuring Pusha T. Okay? All right, y'all. So there you have it. Real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for. Be sure to go out, get all their albums, and you know what I'm saying? Just support these people. You know what I'm saying? Because they need the money. They need the money. All right, y'all. We are close to the top of the hour. Coming up next, woo! When I say that author Alicia Perry going to lay it on y'all with some In the Know. Y'all better get ready. And then also we landed back down thick for you with some more conversation pieces. We talking about people, these surveillance cameras, they catching people. Yeah, we talking about all this stuff, so you don't want to miss it. That's coming up next. And also, we still want to know, you know, which celebrities do you feel are overpaid? So definitely you can still hit us up with that. We definitely want to hear it, and that's just how it's gonna go. But right now we're gonna get into some more jams. I'm gonna hit off with you with Diddy. This is
so hard to breathe.
Great.
Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
lonely cause I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And the pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Of the hour, and y'all know that it's only getting started. You know what I'm saying? It only gets better from here. And right now, we're about to put you in the know with author Alicia Perry.
What's up, guys? Hi, I'm author Alicia Perry, and I'm about to put you in the know. The long-awaited remake of the 1970s cult classic Sparkle is finally seeing the light of day as it opens in theaters across North America this weekend. The film stars season 6 American Idol winner Jordan Sparks and the late pop icon Whitney Houston. It's set in Detroit during the 1960s and chronicles the rise and pearls of an all-girl R&B group, a la Diana Ross and the Supremes, and the glitz 1981 Broadway show Dreamgirls, and its 2006 movie adaptation. The project has been a labor of love for producer Deborah Martin Chase for more than a decade. She and Houston, her film and producing partner, scored with the Princess Diaries film and made-for-TV movie Cinderella, starring R&B diva Brandy. Go check it out at a theater near you. And now you're in the know.
That's what's up, y'all. You are now in the know. That's what's up. I actually got to see that movie myself. You know, it's really nice to have, you know, like a like a last great movie of Whitney Houston. You know, just to see her.
Yeah.
You know.
I might cry. I tell you, I'm going to see it Monday. I might cry. You know, I'm not going to say I might. I'm gonna cry. I mean, Whitney is really a pop icon. You know, I put her there with Michael Jackson, with Elvis. She has broke so many records. It's ridiculous. She was a true talented woman, truly talented. I mean, not only a awesome singer, okay, an actress. I mean, this woman could act, sing, okay. And she was not only, she was a model. I mean, people don't know she used to model. It's beautiful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, I'm going to check the movie out. I know it's great. I love The Princess Diaries, so I know that this is going to be a great movie as well.
Exactly. So, everybody, so be sure to go check that out. It Sparkles. It's in movie theaters now. Check all your local listings and definitely support the movie Jordan Sparks, Whitney Houston, and all the rest that's in the movie, okay? All right, y'all. So you are now in the know. And let me just go back to first of all, let me just remember everybody, if you do want to call in or got any comments or anything, 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Okay. But let me just go back to a comment that I do have on Twitter. We got some more comments in on Twitter. And you know, the question was, who are some celebrities you feel are overpaid? And we have my, one of my good friends, James P. Mahone. He said Seacrest, you know, as in Ryan Seacrest, you know the host of the American Idol and all that. Is he or him? Is it American Idol? Yes, American Idol.
You know, yes, America. And he in charge of, with the Kim Kardashian franchise.
Oh, Lord.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, and he's also starting to host, you know, the rockin' New Year's Eve thing bash on New Year's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, for me, I think Ryan's. I don't know. I think he does a lot though. I don't know.
That man worked hard for his money, honey.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I don't think he's overpaid. I mean, he's working hard. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, but that's how I feel. You know, but he ain't
sitting on a beach getting drunk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, if he's on the beach, he's just vacationing from all them hours.
Yeah.
That he spent working, you know, trying to accomplish the American dream.
Exactly. And then, you know what I'm saying, from one host to another, you know, hosting is very difficult, you know, because when you're hosting, you know, you got to entertain a crowd, you know, all eyes are on
right.
you. So like I said, you know, I haven't really Googled or I haven't looked into how much he gets paid, but whatever he gets paid, I mean, I would definitely say he's probably worth it. But yeah, you know, he does a lot, just like you said, you know, he does American Idol, the Kim Kardashian, and then he does the Rockin' Eve and probably a lot other more stuff. So yeah. So I mean, that's my opinion, but all right. Well, thank you for your comment, my good friend. All right, y'all. So we're gonna keep this conversation piece going and get into a new one. Right now, we're gonna get into the conversation piece about surveillance cameras. Now, these days, a lot of people are being caught having cameras, and people are being caught on camera and don't even know they're being taped. And some of these people who are being taped, it's a very X-rated situation. Now, Author Alicia Keys, you know what? If I call you Author Alicia Keys one more time, I'm going to need you to slap me. You hear me?
You better not.
I don't look.
But you know what? I mean, yeah, you know what? You can call me that because I am an Alicia Keys fan, I tell you. So that's a compliment.
I'm our author, Alicia Perry. What are your insights? What is your take on these surveillance cameras and people just, you know, videotaping people and they don't know about it and they're sneaky? And what's your take on it?
I think it's just an invasion of privacy. I mean, come on, you know. Why are you setting up cameras peeking at other people? You know, I can see if, like, you hired a nanny and you want to see, make sure she's, you know, doing the right thing. I mean, you know, the right job, you know, and not stealing your stuff or abusing your kids or, you know, acting or letting everybody in the house while you're at work working. But to just do it because you're trying to get some kind of sexual gratification by putting a surveillance camera, or you just plain being nosy, you know, because some people, you know, they ain't looking for sex. They just want to be nosy, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then some people are looking because they're perverts, you know,
yeah,
and they're looking for a thrill. I think it's just an invasion of privacy. I think it should, it is laws in some states that, you know, are against that and, you know, misdemeanors, some felons, but I think it should be mandatory in all states, you know, to let somebody know, hey, you know, I had this video camera up. Because I'm going to be nosy, or I want to see you undressed, so then that way they'll get smacked.
Exactly.
It's Matt, and that's my answer. Can I videotape you? Matt, that's my answer, no.
Okay. I mean, for one thing, that's an awful thing, you know what I'm saying? Because that's just, I mean, it's sad whenever you really, you know what I'm saying? You might not know who to trust. You know what I'm saying? It could be like your
right.
doctor, your gynecologist, or, in a restaurant, anything. I mean, people are just, they got these cameras on you. And then see cameras, they done got so high tech these days that a camera could be as small as like a marble. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And a pen, like an ink pen. I saw on TV, I was just flipping through, and they were selling a camera on one of them, I can't remember the name, but they were selling a camera that looks like a pen.
See?
An ink pen.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about. And then you writing, and the whole time you writing, you on cam. And you don't
on
even
cam,
know.
Yeah.
And I ain't lying. And then also too, go ahead. Look.
I just imagine, they drop their pen and it be down and they say, oh, let me get my pen. All the while the pen is recording under your skirt. And then after they got enough footage, oh, I dropped my pen and you don't know, and you helping them pick up the pen, and they done got everything they needed. You better hope you wore some underwear today and some clean underwear at that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know what, too? Another thing that's crazy, too, is, see, you know, like just like with all these sex tapes, you know, these people...
Mm-hmm.
Because that's actually an invasion of privacy. Even though some people, you know, they may do it, you know, like for example, like they may know that they're doing it, but then you know what I'm saying. But like down the line, you know, if you break up with that person, then that person they want to invade your privacy by want to sell it to the tabloids or sell it to whoever. That I mean, there is a form of invasion because see. I mean, even though even though y'all may have did it, you know, together, you know, mm-hmm. in agreement, but then when y'all break up, now this person want to invade your privacy by spilling the beans all over the internet, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, and you bring a good point about that. Basically, you know, it was a doctor. He I think it was a urologist,
mm-hmm.
and he was in New York. At the subway, and he had a what you call a sub spy pen camera. So he was actually looking up a woman's skirt. So you know we laughed about it, but that really did happen in New York. And a minister, his name was Sheldon Brightwright of New York Life for Better Living Christian Senator in the Bronx, immediately noticed that this doctor, okay. was looking up this woman's skirt. He's a urologist, Dr. Adam W. Leviston.
Uh-huh.
And he was looking up the woman's skirt, and the minister had told, pretty much had got in contact with Union Square authorities, and they arrested him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they arrested the doctor. You know, uh-huh. invasion of privacy. And the woman had no idea that she was being videotaped.
That's a sad thing. Now, Alicia, you know, why do you think, that people are just so enticed by, you know, the, you know, visual, you know, like putting people on camera, looking all up the skirt, looking down the pants. Like, why do you think that's just so enticing to people? You know what I'm saying? Putting people on camera these days. Because you know what? Because, see... There's also a song that Twista, that the rapper Twista made featuring Chris mm-hmm. Brown called Make a Movie. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. About, you know, yeah, you know, putting their sexual relations on camera. Like, why do you think,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that it's almost like a trend now. You know, people want to
mm-hmm.
put things on put it on camera. They want to videotape people. They want to be sneaky and record it. Like, why do you feel that, I guess, people are just so enticed with looking at people on video camera?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I think it's a thrill seeking thing, you know. I mean, if you don't have a life and you saying, oh, I want to look up somebody's skirt, or I want to look down somebody's pants, you know, or I want to videotape somebody in the John, I think that that is really an invasion of privacy. The person who is videotaping it, now if it's consensual, if you say, tell someone, okay, let's videotape this, you know, that's consensual. But if you don't tell that person, then pretty much that's an invasion of privacy. I think that people who do that are senseless. You know, they're not considerate. They're just
sneaky. Yeah, they're sneaky.
The devil in disguise. Okay, they're just not. That's not right. You know, put that in the category of a date rape drug.
Yeah.
Doing something, you know, that is derogatory, you know, an invasion, you know, I mean, demeaning. Mm-hmm. I know of an incident of a young lady who, you know, was consensual, had sex with this gentleman, and then they had a falling out later, and he took a video tape and put it in her parents' mailbox.
What in the world?
Yes. And the father wore, like, real thick Coca-Cola bottle glasses. And the brother, he picked up the video. He said, oh, somebody left the video tape in the mailbox. And he put it in there. And he said, and the father, he was an elderly gentleman. He said, woo, who that? And so the brother said, that's your daughter. He said, oh, my God, he didn't recognize his daughter, you know.
But, yeah.
You know, we laugh, but it's really not a laughing matter that stuff can be, you know, used any kind of way, even consensual, you know.
Exactly.
But that's more, you know, that was on her more say if he would have did it without her permission. Then I think, you know, he would have been at fault. But, you know, if you're out here wanting to do, you know, think twice, and, you know, you think it's fun, but you out here, you know, the internet is 24/7. It's hard to get stuff off. You can't really get stuff off the internet because, you know, going back to Beyonce, she had fell on stage and her father was trying to get that off the internet and he could not get that video off the internet of her falling on stage. So, you know, internet is 24/7. Once it's up there, it's up there. So,
yeah.
You know, for all the people who think it's I want to, you know, videotape us having sex or whatever, think twice, because you may, and that may not always be a rosy and sunny day.
Okay. You better believe that one. I ain't lying. You better believe that one. All right, y'all. We're actually going to take a little break. We're going to get into a music break. But coming up, we're still going to be talking about these surveillance cameras. And then we're also going to talk about, is it an invasion? Is it definitely an invasion to have a camera in, you know, the rest in public restrooms? And then we're also going to talk about the surveillance cameras that's actually put up by the government. Is that right?
Mm.
Or is that an invasion of privacy? That's coming up next. Y'all know y'all keeping it real hot and fresh with Z Fly and author Alicia Perry.
What's that?
I wanna get with you, but it seems so crazy. I need the
Keeping it real hot and freaky fresh with the best Z Fly. And who I got with me?
You know you who you got with you. Author Alicia Perry.
I know that's right. Everybody, we definitely want to hear your lovely voices tonight at 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. And you know you can definitely log into chat on the Blog Talk Radio website. But we definitely thank you for all your Twitter comments so far as well. All right, y'all. So right now we are having a conversation piece about surveillance cameras and do they really invade the privacy of the public? You know what I'm saying? There's all type of surveillance cameras. People just use them for anything. But before the break, I was actually talking about restrooms, you know, public restrooms and surveillance cameras. There was actually a big tilt about this in Iowa where there was a restroom hidden surveillance camera, and people were ready to sue this company. I actually have the article. It was actually an insurance agency. They were actually sued by a former employee who claimed that a hidden surveillance camera in the office's unisex restroom was an illegal invasion of privacy. Now, a state court in Iowa had dismissed the lawsuit. Now, here's why. Because they said a ruling that the employee did not prove that there was an actual invasion of privacy occurred because no evidence was presented that the camera was functioning or that the employer had viewed photographic results. Now, my thing is, even if the camera wasn't functioning, why is there a camera in the bathroom anyway? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's common sense. I mean, why would you put a camera in the bathroom anyway?
Yeah. Exactly. But like, you know what, though? But, like, the sad thing is the Supreme Court, they weren't even on the public side. They was really fighting it. It goes on to say that the issue before the Iowa Supreme Court was whether an actual viewing was a necessary element of an invasion of privacy claim involving hidden monitoring equipment. It says that the state Supreme Court ultimately decided that an actual viewing of the camera output is not necessary and that an electronic intrusion occurs when the presence of surveillance equipment has the potential to impair a person's state of mind and comfort associated with the expectation of privacy. So that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Then it says restrooms are a space where users expect solitude and seclusion, and so the potential for exposure could interfere with a person's mental well-being, constituting an invasion of privacy. They got that right. Now, for one thing, for the insurance agency to even put cameras in the bathroom, they know what they was up to.
Okay.
And then look,
it wasn't like they was in a diamond store.
and look, and then not only that, then the bathroom was unisex, so you already know.
Oh, see. So they knew what they was trying to do, okay? Male and female. People feel like, oh, well, we just want to know what's going on, because something similar happened to that in Philadelphia. However, the school district settled. It was a case called Robbins versus Lord Marion School District. It was a federal class action lawsuit brought in February 2010 on behalf of students of two high schools in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania suburbs. What happened, they call it the Webcam Gate Scandal. The school secretly spied on the students while they were in the privacy of their homes. School authorities secretly and remotely activated webcams embedded in school-issued laptops the students were using at home. After the suit was brought, the school district of which the two high schools are part of revealed that it had secretly snapped more than 66,000 images. And
what
the school charged that in doing so, the district infringed on its students' privacy rights. Well, a federal judge issued an injunction ordering the school district to stop its secret webcam monitoring and ordered the district to pay the plaintiff's attorney's fees. These schools want to know what the kids doing at home, so I guess they will look at it. We issued them the laptop, so I guess with the camera we can see what's going on. That's our laptop.
Ain't that pitiful?
Yes.
That's pitiful. And you know what? And you know too, because that's why sometimes I be kind of weary going in some of these places, like bathrooms. You know what I'm saying? You go in the bathroom, you don't know who peeping, like sometimes I be thinking people, you know, up in the ceiling peeping through the vents and stuff. And then not only that, you know, like sometimes, you know, like you go in these places and like, you know, like those mirrors where people can see you from the other side of the mirror.
Two-way mirrors.
Yeah, two-way. You just never know what kind of places got them. You in there tucking yourself and you know, straightening yourself, and people, you know, watching you like they watch a movie. So.
Well, you know, 30 years ago, they would have thought you were crazy saying something peeping. Nowadays, it's not crazy. People are peeping with them surveillance cameras. It's scary. I mean, they're just really, technology has made it so where these cameras are so undetectable.
Yeah.
That, like, you mean an ink pen can be a camera.
Yeah.
Who would have thought of that?
Exactly. But man, they getting so you know, modernized that they just put cameras and everything. But now, real quick, let's go ahead and talk about. Now, I want to get your ideas on this, and everybody. Once again, we definitely would love to hear you. You know, what do you all think about surveillance cameras? Do y'all think that surveillance cameras are an invasion of privacy, you know, of any kind? So definitely call in 646-200-3136 and let us know. 646-200-3136. Excuse me. Okay, but I want to talk about this too real quick. Now, Alicia, what are your thoughts on surveillance cameras, you know, that's just out, you know, that the government put up? For example, you know, here in New York City, you know, there's just cameras everywhere, you know. Sometimes I be thinking I need to get paid because I feel like I'm on a reality TV show, you know, cameras everywhere. But you know, of course, now the supposedly these cameras are put up everywhere, you know, for the safety, you know, so that they can see what's going on. But however, even it might be up for the safety, but at the same time, people are still being recorded. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything you do, there's a camera on you in the subway. Camera on you in a bus, there's a camera on you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just like in the streets, mm-hmm. there's cameras on buildings, you know, just watching the streets, even though it may be for safety. But however, some mm-hmm. people will argue that they feel like their privacy is being invaded. What are your thoughts on the, you know, the government surveillance mm-hmm. cameras for safety?
Well, you know, I mean, it's federal law, you know, does prohibit hidden cameras in places where citizens have a reasonable expectation of privacy, you know, such as the bathroom, hotel rooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms, stuff like that. As far as out in the public's eye, I am kind of for surveillance because it can, you know, can stop a crime occurring. You know, like a lot of times, like for instance. Now, this particular crime did not get solved, but they did use the surveillance camera to try to figure out who did it. It was a store. I think it was a woman's clothing store in Chicago. I'm not sure the state, but someone went in there and robbed and killed some people. And basically, they used the surveillance to try to find out, you know, they used this. It was across the street from a Target. And they used the surveillance camera to find out who went into the store. You know, unfortunately, they were not able to, you know, find the perpetrator. But it's good that they had that, you know, surveillance camera to see if they could catch, you know, who. So I'm for surveillance cameras outside of where the public is at, you know, because it can definitely, you know, stop any kind of crime that's occurring, that could be occurring. Did I lose you? Okay, I think we're having some technical difficulty trying to see if Z Fly is with us. All right. Well, see, I think we Z Fly, he will be with us momentarily. I do want to share some, you know, good news regarding I have a new novel that's about to come, that's coming out soon, with an expected date of October. Basically, it's called The Color of a Leader 2. Okay, and A Color of a Leader 1 is already out, got some great positive feedbacks on Amazon, and then The Color of a Leader 2 is the sequel. It is a trilogy, okay, so basically you have 1, 2, and 3, okay, but it's dealing with a black politician who has his mind on trying to become the president of the United States of America, all right? And you can get The Color of a Leader on Amazon.com, or you can go on Barnes & Noble and pick it up as well.
Third leg, we'll make it hot enough for you to bet. on, I'll hang my coat.
Check it. I've been watching you, watching me.
Hello, everybody. Hello, I'm back. Thank you. That happened, but I am back. Alicia, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, great. So, everybody, thank you so much for keeping it all up. Alicia, I didn't really hear that last part you were saying about the government surveillance. But yes, but basically, you know, what I guess my thoughts are is, you know, just like you, you know, just kind of like what you were saying, it is good in a way because, you know, you can't.
Well, you know, I have someone here and he wants to give his say on surveillance. Do you think that I'm interviewing live here? Do you think that the government should have surveillance on buildings and in public places, or do you don't? You think not?
Nah. Nah, government should stop looking at me all the time. You know, they already got, you know, if you can go on Google Maps and see a person's house, see what they look like when they're walking out the car, walking out their house, how you think it is for the government? They could probably see if you washed your hair this morning, you know what I'm saying? And frankly, you know what I'm saying, I ain't with it, you know? I'm trying to stay low-key out here, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do what I do, you know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. All
right. Well, you heard it. You heard it, Z-Fly, you know. Some people are not don't like the government being able to see what they do, you know, on their own time, or even, you know, on the government's time, I guess. You there, Z-Fly? Hello? We keep losing Z-Fly. But as far as surveillance goes, I still believe that we, you know, I personally believe that we need it out as far as public places, but in privacy where people think they're, you know, they're handling their own personal, like in a home or residence, you know, I feel that no, we should not have surveillance in a bathroom, a public bathroom, or in a home, okay? You know, unless you are trying to find criminal activity. But if you're doing it because, you know, you're sneaky or you nosy, that is definitely wrong. Also, I do want to get back until we get Z-Fly back with us. I do want to also tell you about my different websites that I have. You know, you can go on, you can Twitter me at Greatest Novel, okay? That's exactly how it is. I'm at Greatest Novel, and that's GreatestNovel. Or you can go on Facebook, and I'm there as well, under Author Alicia Perry. Also, I will be having some author signings across the United States, okay, to promote my second book, The Color of Alita 2, The Turbulent Years. If you haven't already, go out and cop The Color of Alita 1, okay, The Battle. It is dealing with a black politician who is trying to become the first African-American president. Okay, and all the scandal that he faces, okay? Also, you may go on my publishing website, www.AriPublishingCompany.com. Again, that's www.AriPublishingCompany.com. Okay, and the way you spell it is A is an apple, R-R, i.e. publishingcompany.com. Now, if you are an author, a poet, okay, or a songwriter, you know, or a lyricist, okay, please check out that website. We are currently looking for new authors, okay, new poets, songwriters, lyricists, okay. We do want quality submissions. Meaning, just do not submit anything. We do have guidelines. Now, you can go on that website
and it, you know, look at what we require. Look at our guidelines, because we definitely don't want you to go up there. I mean, we want you to go up there, but we definitely don't want you to just submit anything. Let me, you know, rephrase that. We don't want you to submit anything to us. So we do have guidelines as a company, okay? I do want to tell you a little bit more about me, okay? I am a fictional novelist, okay? Meaning I write fiction and pretty much all kinds of genre. Currently, I'm finishing up The Color of Aaliyah trilogy. It's called the First Term Trilogy. There, I've got so many great, wonderful comments and feedbacks. Okay. Also, my first book was Happiness by Any Means. I also have another book, Prolific Life, which will be making its debut towards the end of the year. I really appreciate all the people who support me, my fans, and I appreciate your love and support, okay? And you will be hearing more from me in the future as far as more work. I love to write, so you will always see a book out every year when it comes to me.
That's what's up.
All
right. Well, everybody, what we're going to do is we're definitely going to switch some gears. I tell you. See, whenever you have fun and try to keep it real hot and fresh, sometimes I always try to, you know, mess it up. But it can't, you know what I'm saying? It can't keep us down, though. You know what I'm saying? We definitely ain't out. We got
That's
a lot
right.
more coming
That's
up.
That's right.
So we're going to get into some more tunes, and we got some more conversation coming up for you. And next we have, are reality TV shows real or are they fake? Well, me and Alicia, y'all already know that we're going to give y'all the 311 on what we think about that, okay? So thank y'all so much for keeping it locked, because trust me, we might got 20 more minutes, but it's about to get real hot. All right, so keep it locked.
Come on, we're gonna do this one right here.
I like this.
Let's just do it. Woo. See, when I wanna do something, I just do what I feel, you know what I'm saying? I just do it straight from the heart. So we can do it and do it.
Let's go.
Nobody never understood me better. A true friend forever. That's why I'm writing you this love letter. Despite my way through every phase, you brought me better days. We sent the craze. From the beginning, Wendy Hill, the black linen, when I was sagging denim, and let you get a venom, until I damaged, when I selected, another sister, but we managed to stay connected, when you expect it, you see me naked, I couldn't let it 5 years, and you still respect it, now check it, give me a second to unwind, you'll find all the pain and misery, it nearly blew my mind, gain no fame and chivalry, compared to losing time, I'll explain my history, aboard the cruise at night, don't be late, cause I would hate to cross the seven seas, in the windy breeze.
That's right, y'all. All right, let's just do it. Let's just do it. FLY Radio is in your ear. And let's just get back to the show, shall we? All right, y'all, so if you have any comments or anything you want to say, then definitely call in at 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. So tonight we have definitely had a lot of conversation going on. We talked about, you know, invasion of privacy via surveillance cameras, and then we also talked about, you know, are celebrities getting paid a little bit too much for what they do or not do. But right now, let's talk about a new trend that's actually been in trendsation for a few years now, and that is reality TV. Now, I know how some of y'all feel. Some of y'all love it. Now, some of y'all just think it's just really overrated. Well, I have to speak, you know, now, at first, you know, when, or like, one of the big reality TV you know, stuff started. I really was into it. But then, you know, I got to admit, I don't fell into it. You know, I got a lot of, actually, I think that is really about what I do watch, you know. I still have a few shows that I watch that, you know, are actually shows authenticated. But most of my on TV time are reality TV shows from, you know, American Idol to X Factor to the Real Housewives to some of these cooking shows to Celebrity Apprentice. So I must admit I am a reality TV show fanatic. But I guess the question tonight is, are they real or fake, Alicia? Now, for me, you know, for me, I would say, I would say that it is somewhat scripted because I'm not going to say it's all real because, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you think about your real, like, if the everyday person think about their real life, you know what I'm saying? Every day, you ain't always doing something, you know what I'm saying? You're not always drama or going to a party or going to the club or just, you know what I'm saying? You know, like how they show on TV, you know, they show these people that, you know, like they all got somebody coming over for visiting. They're always sipping on their wine. Then they go to the club and then they always got somewhere fabulous to go. I mean, to me, these people, I guess they have money, but not all of them, you know what I'm saying? Because like they just starting out. So I feel like it's scripted because, see, I feel like if we were, you know what I'm saying, to see like an average Joe life, that show won't make no money. You know what I'm saying? Because the only thing you would see, you know, because like Alicia, like, think about those people who don't do nothing but go to work now. You know what I'm saying? Go to work, go home, and take a nap. They ain't had no show. You know?
That's right. But, you know, I mean, if they didn't have no show, you know, they would probably be hitting, working at Subway, asking what toppings would you like?
Oh.
Because some of the people, I got more talent in my little pinky than they got in their entire body. Okay, it just, some of them people are just so dramatic. Like I used the word earlier, animated. You know, just ridiculous. I think that a lot of it is scripted. A lot of it is for the camera because, you know, really, everyday life is boring. I mean, it would really, you have to have some type of drama in it. So, yeah, they have to, you know, have a little storyline, okay?
Exactly.
But I think that after a while it gets to the point where, you know, it's so much drama and that I'm calling them actors and actresses, they're like, you know, and it ends up becoming 20% real.
Uh-huh.
I mean, let's take the case with Chad and Evelyn, you know? I mean, she's on those basketball-wise, being dramatic, fighting, you know, acting up. Now, when the camera's off, she's still doing it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I understand she's, you know, being upset that, you know, she found a condom in the car, yet it's still... At least he's wearing a condom. No, I'm just playing.
You stupid.
I just said, at least he is. Well, you know, if he is out there, she know, at least he is wrapping up. So,
okay.
You know, pick up for safe sex. I believe it's safe sex. Basically, you know, that stuff starts to get into their regular life when the camera is not on. You know?
It really does. It really does.
You know, they're out, and they're really getting arrested, really. They are really getting arrested. When they get in the stuff, you know, their reality TV is, some of it is real. I believe 80% is scripted, written, but the 20% is real.
And then you know what too that I find interesting because you know I don't know about you but I remember whenever I was younger you know and like whenever you would see your your favorite celebrities on TV you know you would see them like you know in their videos or in their movies and then I remember always thinking wow I wonder how are they whenever you know they're not in their movies and doing videos and see now what is reality TV show it actually shows us. You know, kind of a look of the celebrities or people, you know, how they are, you know, whenever they're not doing movies. And like, for example, like not like these
basketball wise, cause them tricks, you know, them tricks, they ain't celebrities. So I'm talking about, like, you know, like the celebrities, like, you know, I like Love and Hip Hop. You know, you get to see, you know, you get to see behind the scenes of people like Jim Jones, like, you know, Jim Jones Life, or Lil Scrappy, or you know, whoever them people are, and then also too, with the Atlanta Housewives, you know, you get to see, you know, the life of Candy. You know, it's just I ain't talking about Nene, because Nene ain't a celebrity, okay? She ain't nobody. But well, you know what I'm saying. Did I say that? She ain't got no love for me. She ain't got no love for me. But anyway, but no, I'm just kidding. But no, but you know, you get to see, you know, like, in other words, you get to see, like, people that, like, you know what I'm saying? See, people know Candy from Escape. You know, you get to see, you know, the behind the scenes of her life. You know, they got Cynthia, the model, you know, if you've been keeping up with her, you can see her. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I think a lot of times, you know, these reality shows, they do let us get to peep into, you know, the behind the scenes, you know, of our favorite celebrities. Also, too, I want to say something else. What in the world was it? I had something else to say about, it don't slip my mind, but yeah, maybe it'll come back to me. But yeah, so, you know, so I guess it does have a little bit of a perk. I was going to say, too, another thing that's cool, too, is like whenever you do watch these reality TV shows, and, like, for example, you know what I'm saying, kind of like what you were saying, like, you see something play out on the show, but then after the cameras are off and the show is over, it's still playing out. Why? Because it's reality. So, see, you know what I'm saying? So, like, So, like, there they kind of make you say, wow, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She got arrested on the show, and wow, you know what I'm saying? Here I am reading now that she still got a charge pending. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, okay, that was real. You know what I'm saying? Also with, like, the Atlanta Housewives, whenever, you know, Candy had helped Kim Zolciak, you know, the white girl, you know, she helped her with that song. You know what I'm saying? You see that play out on TV, you know what I'm saying? But then when you go to the club, you really hear Kim Zolciak's song playing in the club, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, wow, you know what I'm saying? That was real, you know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times whenever their reality TV, you know, comes across our everyday reality, then it's kind of like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? You know, that part was real, you know, that's real, you know, so... Yeah,
they try to make it, you know, as real as possible. Now, you know, the producer of The Bachelor said that reality TV, even though his is a reality TV, reality TV is giving his show kind of a bad name.
You better believe it.
He said that a lot of it, he said that their show is real, 100% real.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying that other reality shows are not real, and it's making... You know, that some reality shows that are really real, I guess if you want to say that, are making them look bad as well. And I also checked former wife, the head of Basketball Wives. She was saying that, you know, a lot of times it makes her look bad when she's out in business meetings because of so much fighting and drama.
Of course it do.
And she said, I want these people really, you know, like me, I mean, not necessarily like me, but how can I rephrase that, are going to take me serious.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not out there fighting and stuff, but the people around me are doing it. So I wonder, are they going to really take me serious?
I'll tell you, it's something, you know, they're making their money, and you know, they're getting their little fame. But just like you said, at the end of the day, when it's time for the important big stuff, and people are looking at you cross-eyed, but they're like, okay, you on TV making a fool of yourself, you know what I'm saying? And then just like you said, even if it's not them, they're like, okay, but you on the show, you know what I'm saying? You know people judge you. Oh, yeah, they judge you. Woo. So,
well, you know,
yeah.
A lot of them are getting lucrative deals. Evelyn, she's signing with Lil Wayne for a book deal about Basketball Wives. So, you know, she's getting like a six-figure book deal, you know, to make up fictional stories about Basketball Wives and other things, you know. So it's very lucrative reality TV. However, I think, you know, it's really emotional as well when the cameras are not rolling. You know,
exactly.
You know, she's probably sitting there wondering, what Chad is doing. Why did I find condoms in the console? What's going on? So, you know, that reality TV, me personally, if I can't exhibit positive, you know, I don't really want to be a part of reality TV. I mean, I might as well be an actress acting in because you end up being portrayed as that. Because you mean, you know, she's portraying herself as one, you know, go out and, you know, get in confrontations and stuff like that. And you know, when the cameras start running, that's what people still expect.
Yeah, exactly. So my thing is, I mean, I guess I guess do you. Do you in blue.
Okay.
I'ma do me in red instead.
Okay.
All right, but Era, we thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We're down to 5 minutes of the show. I just want to go ahead and just thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank my very special co-host, author Alicia Perry. She definitely gives it each and every week. She's doing a great job, and I thank her so much for that. And also, I just want to let y'all, you know, just on speaking of reality TV, now I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know. Now, be sure to check out the R&B Divas. That's right. It premieres tomorrow night on TV One. Now I know a lot of people don't have TV One, but if you don't got TV One, you might want to go to your mom or daddy, your sister, friend house. Let me tell you, you don't want to miss R&B Divas. Okay, with Monifa, Selena Johnson, Faith Evans, Kiki Wyatt, and Nikki Gilbert of Brownstone. So y'all just go ahead and you know, also check your local listeners, you know, because I don't want to lie to you. I want to say about 8 or 9 p.m., but y'all know, I mean, I know I should have, you know, had the right information up for you, but you know how it is sometimes. Well, I do know it comes on tomorrow on TV One, so either 8 or 9, check your local listeners for the correct time. And also, everybody, your boy is D-Fly. I will be getting my first look at R&B Divas tomorrow night with no other than Monifa herself. So I will be okay. So I will be definitely, you know, looking at, you know, checking out the new series R&B Divas at a private party with my girl Monifa. So I'm definitely gonna let all y'all know how that was next week. So be sure to tune in next week. Okay, don't worry. Okay, you know what I'm saying. I'm working some things out. Cause as y'all know, you know, the show's 4th anniversary is September 2nd. Well, actually, the actual day is September 1st. That's right. But the anniversary show is September 2nd. So definitely be sure to look out for some surprises and some new thing that's coming up for the anniversary show. So all that's coming up, that and more. And Alicia, do you have anything to add or say or any final thoughts?
Well, no, I mean, I just want everybody to, you know, just enjoy R&B Divas tomorrow and check it and support Faith Evans, just support everybody. Monifa, I mean, I'm a big Monifa fan. I mean, you know, may Heavy D rest in peace. Thank God he was a talented man. He knew talent, and Monifa bringing it to him. Faith Evans bringing it to him. I mean, come on, R&B Divas is going to be a sure hit. So I want to give a big shout out to all those ladies, and I just can't wait to tune in, Z-Fly. And I hope you enjoy your private. That's going to be fun with Monique. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Since you've been gone. Don't let me sing it now. Miss you.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Everybody, once again, me and author Alicia Perry, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and thank you for all your Twitter comments, and we look for more Twitter comments next week, and we want to definitely hear your voices next week, okay? But right now, we're going to go ahead and shut this thing down with the segment of 10 Ways You Know You Get To, and we will talk to y'all next week. All right, Alicia, you ready?
I'm ready, honey.
All right, here we go. Number 10. You know you ghetto if you use dirt for cat litter.
Yeah, that is ghetto. You're not supposed to send him outside. Come on. What are you putting dirt in the house for?
Number 9. You know you ghetto if instead of fixing your hair when you go out, you just put a black silk cap on.
Okay, easy. I said, well, I'm going to go get these eggs. And, you know, then I have a lot of straight hot mess. But I got to make this cake. And I ain't feel like taking the growers out.
Okay. Ooh. Number eight.
The balance camera.
Okay. You all on camera now. They're going to use that against you whenever you try to get your CEO job. Okay? Number eight. You know, you get if you painted your nails on one hand but never got to the other hand, you know what? I
went on a job interview.
One hand. Okay, you keep tapping, keep demonstrating with one hand in the pocket.
So then, when it's time to leave, you wave with that bare hand.
Okay. Looking all plain. Nails
okay.
All janky. You know, her nails all janky.
I met you on your desk, too. That's a pretty color. Then when you wave, it's like, wait a minute. Then you forget the other hand.
Number seven, why are you wearing a full head of rollers in L.A.? You know what I'm saying? You over there, over there on Rodeo Drive with a head full of rollers, you know?
How about the, let me get that Gucci watch and one of them rollers is loose and fuck on the camera.
And look, Alicia.
Gucci here.
Alicia, why the rollers, you know, they're all different colors. She got orange, purple, green.
Ooh, this size has got the big jumbo in the front for that thing.
Number six, you know you ghetto if you use Kool-Aid to dye your hair.
Oh, you are straight. Oh, my God.
Ooh, your hair going to fall out.
Beauty supply stores, and you can't go get no dollar, $2 color? No, you wrong.
Number five, you know you real hood and ghetto if you hear gunshots out the window and you don't even flinch. You know, I'm used to that.
I'm used to that, honey. Just cut the TV, honey.
Number four, you know you ghetto if you have to cut, if you have to cut the car off, then crank it up just to get your radio to work, okay? Yeah. You got it. Okay. Number three, you know, you get up if you have quotes from the Bible on your checks and they always bounce.
And they always what?
Bounce. Your checks always bounce. You know what I'm saying?
Your check, but I thought you said text.
Oh, no, text. No, no, no. You know what I'm saying? You got quotes on your checks from the Bible, but then your checks always bounce, huh? Okay? Okay, number two. You know your mama ghetto is she made her a mop with a paint roller and a towel. Okay?
Oh, no, she didn't.
She got creative. Honey, yes, she did.
Honey, I'm going to send this off to Inventions.
And number one. Okay. Number one, you know you in a ghetto situation. If you call the cops on your boyfriend for domestic violence, they arrest him, then you for having outstanding warrants. Okay, so both of y'all going to jail. Everybody going to jail.
Okay, man. Yeah, he hits you inside your head, but you know, you got about 15 warrants for hitting other people inside there.
That's how you keep it real hot and fresh. Everybody tune in next week, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your boy Z-Fly with my co-host,
Alicia Perry.
That's
Alicia
right.
Perry.
We're doing it big. Next week, y'all. Peace.
Peace out.
Mm-hmm.